This week on Potlatch, the Tanana Chief's traditional chief, Andrew Isaac, speaks on native language and native culture. The traditional chief of the Tanana Chiefs, Andrew Isaac, attended the April 8th and 9th Gas Pipeline Impact Conference in Tok. While in Tok, Chief Isaac discussed education and race relations with Moses Wassily.
They had the Tansible right here in the Tok. I've been in the school meeting at Tanana Cross the other day. A lot of poor stories. And the parents and the children talking to the principal right there in Tanana Cross. They want to build their own school right there in Tanana Cross. I don't blame them because I think that's better way if they build their own school right there in Tanana Cross. That I hope the government people figured out some way so they can help him to build big school, even high school or don't matter what school they built for them right there in Tanana Cross, close by to a native village. Because they're teaching in the white people, I try to explain them. If they don't like no Indian, this is the way I look. One individual person, white guy, don't like no Indian, I think that guy, he's crazy. Because us Indian, our children learn education. If in case happen, enemy coming, Uncle Sam, he have to grab it, our boy. They have to go. The way I look, there's a one white man, my Indian, have to stand alongside. They both have to go. That's just the way I look. What's the idea to push each other away from everything that's supposed to be right? And I can't see that. Because us, this is the way they learn education. They already does. We lose a lot of boys, native boys. And not in our fault, not in our problem. Still, our lot of boys have to go in the army. And this Second World War, I'm pretty sure my native group in here in Alaska been in service for a lot of it. Been the way out in the war. And even we have a few people here in Tanana Cross been out in that time too. And lucky they came back and some of them still living. And that just the way make me think about all this problem and think it ahead to my people. Because he's the only one native left behind. I got no education, but I got a lot of education in old time Indian history. And therefore I look and head to my young generation. I try to explain them. I don't know. I can't get my young generation to learn education, and alongside of that, I bother him with my native culture, and hard for them to understand, hard for him to learn. I don't know how we that are going to make my young generation to stand right and follow the way these government people, they want them to do something that's right for their leaving. And I really think today that I talking with my boy here, they make me to come here to radio and to put the word, few words, that I hope friend of mine whoever heard this, I hope they don't misunderstand, and I hope they understand me, what I'm saying.
Lovely child from East Tennessee. Now Leroy was an outlaw, hard-eyed and mean. One day she caught him staring and it chilled her to the bone. She swore she had to see that look on a child of her own. 'Cause ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies deep down in their soul. Well, Linda, she's a pretty girl. She's blonde and built to last. Timmy's a bad old guitar picker running from his past. Now listening to his song, she heard nothing but bad news. Still, she made her mind up to get him. touch babies like a banker touches ghosts. Outlaws touch leaders deep down in their souls. She liked Cadillacs, she liked diamond foreheads. Seymour had a reputation as a ladies' man. Well, late one night, her light of love finally gave the sign. Jesse parked the Cadillac, took her place in line. 'Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies deep down in their souls. You know, ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies any damn words they want to.
That was Tom Rush, a little bit irreverent, I guess. Chief Andrew Isaac tells Mo Wassily about his new part-time job.
They asked me all this fall about this part-time job, little job that I do. And this is native language, the one that you talk about it. They tell me that every once in a while they want me to come in the class and talking to the growing voice and even in the class. I like to do that, but just only one time I go in one classroom, another time in another place. I think my young generation, they can't remember, you know, they're working in the teacher, among the teacher, and beside of that, and I come in a few minutes and talk, try to make him to learn native language. I don't think that would work, so I make my idea plan this way. Why don't you just soon school close, I hope they open to 10 o'clock, old school we have left at Cross River. That is, this took teacher people without information. They tear down everything inside the building, but just outside the building alone, that's only one in there. But I think they can fix it inside, and I think we can get some tool to show the student to make some boat or canoe or anything. We used to do that, and I think I would be there, and if they start. So I tell them, and my rule cap director, why don't you we change that? So I stop it. I finally not to do that until May, sometime in the May after school close. We probably opened up for like a survival school, whatever they call. And so that's what we plan to do at 10 o'clock.
Going back to the lonely land, going back to the only land, out where the winds can blow a thousand miles or more. Gonna jump on a big jet plane, turn my face to the north again, back where I've got a million miles right outside my door. All the busy people I see in this crowded city street, I never could understand the lure of the lonely land. No, 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 I just can't breathe this city yet, in a place where no one seems to care. So I'm gonna turn my thoughts to where I find peace of mind. La, la, to to the old land. Out where the winds can blow 1,000 miles or more. Gonna jump on a big jet plane, turn my face to the north again. Back where I've got 1,000,000 miles just outside my door. La 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 la.
The Lonely Land of the Northwest Territories is sung by Canadian folk singer Ted Wesley. Back to Chief Andrew Isaac. He believes that Native young people can learn their native culture best in their native language.
I'm pretty sure that would be fine, you know. And I'm pretty sure my young generation, they should have their culture alongside the learn and the education. So the boss we, well, education, if they get it right, I always say, they really laugh at me when I tell them. And they're even smart, they act smart with them, with education. But they don't use right. They still miss a lot of things. They don't make a living out of it. Just for fun, they use learn education. I don't think that's not very good. They got to use them like these white people. They know if they get stuck out in the woods, long way from home, and native way they know how we that they can be saved before they get somebody looking for it. This is the way. That's why I like him to learn something that our Indian here in Alaska, without everything, we used to save. And I was around 8, 9 years old. I used to use skin clothing. Until I was around 14, I guess, I beginning to see the clothing coming in and look funny for us when wind blowing right on our lake, wind blow right through. We have to go back and put our skin clothes right back up again. So I think that's good if kids can learn back to the language.
Thank you.
Gajaheen Dancers from Sitka, Alaska, and the Raven Spirit Song. Chief Andrew Isaac believes the teaching of Native culture in the schools should include traditional Native skills.
About a trapping, even we can teach a trapping, even we can teach in a hunt, even we can teach him build a raft, along, go down the river, and get into the raft, go along the river. Go slow, but someplace for riffle, raft real go fast. And that is the way early days Indians used to move. But they know what to do. This is good, like this young generation nowadays, they got outboard motors and they know what they're doing. And they got good boat, team boat and everything. And this is the way we got to learn. And outside of like I say, our young generation, they get lost out in far away. They're coming home. We got to weave without a nail, without a hammer, without an axe. We can build a raft, we can go across the river, big river. We still can go across in our way to go across. And we know what to do. And some people, if they misunderstand, they don't know how to handle to take that raft to row across. They get in trouble just the same, all the way down the river. Got to go a long way. The place where he tried to go across but near about 5-6 miles below before they land. They have to learn to get it across right away. And all they have to teach, that's going to be lots of, take long time, they let the young generation to get to understand. Us Native people, our early days go. We used to track moose. We want to get it moose. If no moose, we find one track. No matter we track that one track, one moose track, 2 days until we catch them up. That's what we used to get our game. But nowadays, so damn many people, you've got no chance. You don't need to follow that moose. That moose might get killed 2 days ago. So nowadays you can't do that no more because there's so many hunting side of you, and you probably get shot too when you follow moose. So there are a lot of dangerous ways beginning to come in here in Alaska, and a lot of people can't see. And the first telehighway season opened, I remember 3 guys got shot just right on the road, and two days apart, every guy's got shot because they. People so excited and shooting everything that moved. So they shot 3 guys in 2 days. 2 lives, 1 just plumb dead. And I remember that. And nowadays, this new coming, they don't, anything that moves, they don't wait. What kind of move? They don't watch. They go ahead, point a gun, and go ahead to shoot. And so this is one thing, is a pretty poor way they do. Us Native people, even far we out in the woods, we hear something, broken stick, we grab the gun, we're ready. But we have to see what move, what make noise. We have to see first before we fire the shot. But this new company here now today, just everything, little noise, little crack, already to point the gun. They have to fire shots, right? It's just something that moves.
It's so nice to meet an old friend and pass the time of day and talk about the hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Are the old folks still the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name?
the hall. Are the young girls still as pretty in the city in the fall? Does the laughter on their faces still put the sun to shame? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk ran high, did the look in her eyes seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? And by the way, did she mention my name? Say hello from someone, there'll be no need to explain. And by the way, did she mention my name?
Well, just in mentioning, just in passing, the mention of the name of Gordon Lightfoot, Andrew Isaac believes the home should supplement the school in bringing back the native language, and he discusses a relatively new situation for Alaska Native peoples, hunting and fishing permits.
I got one boy adopted, Kit. He's a half. He understands my native language, but he's been in school for a long time. He's 16 now. And he tried to pronounce the word, the beginning to part of it, you know, that kind of drift back. That's how I know them other guys, they never heard like that before. I think they got hard time to catch them up. But drawing boys, some are native boys, oldest boys, they talk their language. Just soon, well, about a year ago, I tell them, what don't you native people, old people, right there in the home, talk to your language and amongst yourself. And even old lady people, they have to talk English to their grandchildren. And this is the way children go away from their language, you know. And it's kind of hard for them to learn back. They laugh. Even my boy coming in Tanacross, talking to some growing boys with their language, they laugh for them. He says, you look white man. How you talking native? He says, my boy just laughs. He says, you dumb Indian. This is your language. My dad will teach me, and my mama tell me what to say. You guys, you got to learn back. To keep it your word, too. So that's what my boy is telling them. So I think that's a better way to have a regular special school and teach them how to camp in the summer and the winter. Even 65 below, we camp out like out there, right there out in the woods. No blanket, mixed spruce bark house, and then build a fire. Sit it all night, just getting warmed up, lay down to sleep. And you have a little sleep before daylight, I guess a couple of times. That helps you the whole day to go back to camp. So this is the way we used to do that. Even we used to camp out in summer. In the fall, we used to go out and hunt. Summertime, we used to go out and hunt. In that time, no law, anyways, back in 1904, 1901, and up to 1921, 32, I think 34. I remember. First time, the people got permit for to go out and hunting, just to test the Indian if they can take care of the license before they give a license. And that's why, that time too, I tell Native people, don't take no permit, leave it alone. just there without it. And outside of that, they now almost everybody got to have a license. Just when they're coming in 216, they got to have a license to go out and hunt. But the early school, they never do that. And nowadays, my boy, he's willing to drive. He would be good driver, but according to the law, here my Indian life, here white man, both sides. My way, I would let my boy, if nothing, law don't look after, I would let my boy to drive around already. My boy would learn, really learn how to drive before too late. Now, according to the law, they have to look after. So I've got to hold my boy down, something that he should learn right away. Still waiting. I talked to the state police the other day. I tell him my way, I would let my boy drive around. But I have to ride with him so I can talk with him how to drive around. So this is the way us Indian people, we teach our children. Our children, we taught them to right there in the home. We teach our children right there in the home and tell them what to do, how we to do it. I wonder if nowadays somebody go out and hunt with an arrow, bow and arrow, some kind of arrow. They're going out and hunt ducks. I wonder if they're going to kill ducks. Sometimes we kill a bunch of ducks with arrows all day. So that's the one, that's the only one we used to do that in old time, no 22. I was the first time when I see 22 back in 1925, I think. That's the first time I see 22. Look, this little lousy thing. Kill ducks and kill rabbit. Is coming in handy. And I still got the old time, 22, I still got it. Single shot. They don't have no pump gun. I guess pump gun, what they call Remington. I think 1927, I think that's the first one I see pump gun. So after that, and beginning the rifle, beginning to come up, and I was 9 to 12 years old. My grandfather's people, they got muzzleloading shotgun, single barrel shotgun, and double barrels. I find out today they got 12 gauge, 20 gauge, and 16 gauge. That's just what they have. And that's real common and handy. They got double barrel shotgun. They put the one side small shot for the bird, rabbit, and one side for the big game. They put big slock in there and they kill moose with, bear. And I remember, I still got one, my grandfather's musloady shotgun. My girl still got it yet. And that I hope make good news on this now anyway. Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you, Andrew Isaac, traditional chief of the Tanana Chiefs. And thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kennedy.
Potlatch came to you from KUAC in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.
From the University of Alaska, this has been a KUAC production.